Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We gave you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We have spent throughout the whole show here tonight, we spent the time talking about war, talking about how necessary it is and what it really means to be a soldier, that you're not fighting for freedom, that you're actually, in point of fact, fighting for the whims of politicians. And we just finished a conversation wherein we talked about whether or not, well, what is the freedom they're supposedly fighting for anyway? I mean, if they're really fighting for freedom...
Your freedom to say that you don't like the military.
Apparently, all I can do is say it. I can't actually take any action.
You can't stop paying for it, though.
Right. You know,
otherwise,
you can't actually conscientiously object. And, you know, I think that I felt that Michael or James or whatever you claim his name is... what he was missing in my conversation, he was clearly combative. I mean, I tried to apologize to the guy, and he, you know, said, "You people are rude." And I guess
if we're not the ones threatening people with violence.
If maybe he has a history. I don't know. I don't know specifically what happened. But what I was trying to point out is there are dominoes that you can't point out the Hitler domino and say, "Well, look at that domino. It's really, really, really bad." When the Hitler domino was knocked over by the World War I domino, and the United States getting into that war and that whole thing, that if you look at what happened in World War I and the way it came down, that war caused all the conflicts in the 20th century, communism and Mao Zedong and Pol Pot and all this stuff, Hitler, Stalin, you can bring all that stuff back into what happened in World War I, and if the United States hadn't been involved, how would those things have come down? I think anybody in their right mind would say Hitler wouldn't have come to power. I don't know what would have happened in Russia and all that. They had all kinds of problems there. But, it's to just dismiss those things and say, let's concentrate on Hitler, that makes it very tough for somebody who takes an anti-war stance, I'll admit. But, you know, let's talk about what the United States did when a boatload of thousands of Jews came over here in, what was it, 39, asking for refuge. They sent them back.
Yeah.
Now, we live in a country of rules. Well, you can't just come over here. You got to go to Hitler. You got to go back to Germany and die.
That's something.
The rules.
And that's something we could do. You want to say Hitler's doing all these bad things. Well, one of the things we could do is be a refuge for people who are being persecuted.
Be the shining beacon on the hill. Open up our borders. Say, we love you. Come in. Work hard and live the American dream.
But, Mark, you need to pay your fair share for the mass murdering.
Well,
that's your pay for your fair share of that.
I don't think you need to mass murder anyone. I mean,
the thing is, okay,
Hitler would have never attacked the United States.
Here's what gets me. You made your case for why you don't feel that we would have had Hitler had we not gotten into World War I, and I think it's a pretty good case. Now, he clearly disagrees, or maybe he disagrees,
or whatever.
He just
didn't want to approach it.
Didn't want to approach it, whatever. So he's got his opinion about it, and the approach, the thing is, let's be able to have different opinions about it. Okay, like if you feel that it was justified, then support the effort to go over there and fight Hitler. But for people who don't feel it's justified, don't make them pay for a fair share of what they believe to be mass
murdering. But Dale, don't you understand? There's a system in place. We are part of that system. It involves people going into a room, checking boxes, and then other people deciding that they're in charge of you and ordering other men and women around with guns to tell you what to do. This is the system, and if you don't like it, then leave.
Yeah. Well, that's what led to America being born, was that people didn't like the system. They couldn't. The only way they felt they could get freedom was to pursue the frontier, which was America at the time.
And
then
no
people who felt like America had become corrupt already went further west and went toward that frontier. There's no frontier left.
And, you know, that would be the point that King George would have made. Look, it's my country. If you don't like it, get out of my country. And that's what the United States was before it was the United States. States. So what, then what happened? Well, some people decided to pick up arms and kill people over that dispute. So what the suggestion is if you disagree vociferously enough with a point, just get a gun and kill a few people, kill a lot of people. You got to kill a whole lot of people, and then you get to be right. Then you get to stick your flag in the ground and say, this here's my piece of dirt, and if you don't agree with me, I'll kill you too.
But I reject that. I want peace, and that's not peace. That's
right.
Violence.
Well, that's right. That's what the solution is, though. That's what it's, you know, when you say to someone, we live in a country and you have to follow those rules that we've set up, what you're suggesting is that, okay, well, if you disagree enough, just get a bunch of your friends together and kill a whole bunch of people, and then you can have your own country, because that's how countries are established. Isn't that nice?
Just become the new victimizer. You've got tired of being the victim, so become the new victimizer.
It's a cycle of violence, and I refuse to be a part of it. I won't be a part of it.
Yeah,
it's sad.
And it's also saying, if you don't like it, leave. There's nowhere left to leave to. The entire world is taken over by, you get to pick, you can be, have your master here, or you can pick a different master somewhere else that's going to tyrannize you, possibly in a slightly different way.
Well,
there's nowhere else to go. It's time for someone to say, okay, we need to create a free, at least one free place on this planet.
And this will be that place. And that bothers James, who was what his real name was. Now, normally, I don't have any reason to. Normally, I don't know who calls into this show, but in his case, I recognized his voice. It's the guy who was in a little scuffle with Sam. Sam's one of our co-hosts. He owns a local coffee shop here in Keene, New Hampshire. And
I thought that was a sad display on either side.
He's got a real chip on his shoulder about the Free State Project coming here to New Hampshire, and he would love for us to move away. He would love for those of us who love liberty and peace.
I got some advice.
Leave.
I got, well, it's not so much advice, but I got some bad news. If it is James, I got some bad news for him. I know he's very upset that we are here in New Hampshire, and this is where he lives, and he doesn't want the free place to be here. But here's the thing. There's this domino effect that took place way back that caused New Hampshire to get chosen. You should have done something back then, okay? It's too late now. This is where it's been chosen for the project of freedom to happen.
There's really nothing that's
way
stop.
Too late.
At this point, the Free State Project is...
The irony is... I'm just sorry. I just had to point out the irony of... You
what,
know,
15
the,
Free State Project members elected to the New Hampshire House? I mean, you know, it's a little late to say, Free Staters, go home! I mean, I own my property. I'm not leaving.
Well, you rent your property from the master state of New Hampshire.
The point is, I am the same way. I'm pretty settled, is what it comes down to. I'm pretty settled.
Yep, I like
this is
here.
Where the project's going to happen.
Right. There's
I am sincerely sorry that it's going to be for people who really like things the way they are.
Yeah, sorry
I'm
for
sincerely
the inconvenience.
Sorry for the inconvenience, but this is where it's been chosen. It ain't going to go anywhere else.
Right.
Despite the gnashing of teeth and
the hissy fits over
cups, it ain't going anywhere else.
There's inconvenience all over. I mean, Democrats are all upset with Republicans all over the nation right now. I mean, you know, that's just how politics work. Politics is a threat against your neighbor. No wonder people are upset.
Mm-hmm.
But
people are getting it. People are starting to get it. The paradigm is changing very rapidly. There's basically an alternative paradigm that is spreading. And if you think of it, the analogy I like to make is that if you look about 20 years ago, the concept of atheism was incredibly foreign. It was almost unheard of. No, there were people who called themselves atheists. You need to be in the closet. There were not very many people who really even understood what it meant. They would say things like, "What, you hate God?" No, I don't hate God. I don't believe in God. And so people who don't understand now, when you present to them the idea that, look, we need a peaceful alternative to this political system. That I don't believe in this political system. I don't think it makes any sense. And so, no, I'm not going to join that religion. I'm not going to join an alternate religion that's just like it but just has different rules.
Or that people...
I don't believe in it. And the idea is, and the thing is now, people know what atheism is. People mm-hmm. understand the concept. And what happened was some people saying that they were atheists and coming out and saying that, whether you are or not, I'm not an atheist, by the way, but if whether you're an atheist or not, the fact that the concept was explained to people, that people knew that they existed, they had to acknowledge the existence of these people and this whole philosophy of thought, And so when that happened, then there really was a whole lot more freedom of religion at that point. And the same thing is going to happen when people come out and say, I don't believe in statism. James or Michael, I don't believe in the system of rules as you construct them. I believe that the procedure by which you do that is not valid. I do not believe in it. It's not a matter of picking that one or a different one. I am a political atheist, okay?
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe James will come around one of these days and start to realize that the system he supports is not in any way peaceful.
When it aggresses against him.
You can't support peace and support the government at the same time. Sorry. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
There is certainly no shortage of food in our American diets, but for all of the eating we are all doing, we don't seem to be getting healthy. So why is that? One of the reasons, you're not getting proper nutrients. And our modern-day foods are filled with preservatives and sodium and artificial sweeteners, and the list just goes on and on. The average American diet simply does not contain enough heart-healthy nutrients or antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables for optimum health. Thankfully, a company named Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains the acai berry, a superfruit that will ensure you get many of the nutrients that you need, like 200% of the daily value of vitamin C, like omega fatty acids and B vitamins, all in a really, really tasty juice. It's called acai berry juice from Genesis Today. It's convenient and it is fantastic. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice, and you'll be getting many of the needed nutrients for a healthy body.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and SuperTarget locations.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via over night delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times.
What is it?
It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So head over there, enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Our features include the archives. You missed a moment of the show? Not a problem. They're right there at the top of the website. Now with brand new sharing features attached to them and discussion features and a wiki feature, you can go and see the last week's worth at the top of the site and then click into the archive section to download the last, few years' worth, all the way back to 2006, late 06. All there free for you at freetalklive.com, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created there, HostGator.freetalklive.com, and get your first month completely free, HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Indy is in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Indy. Indy in Connecticut. Going once. Here's something there. Someone out there? Indy? Going twice. Guess Indy's gone. Let's continue and talk to Adam in Canada. Adam, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Adam.
Evening. I guess it'll be a brief call since you've moved on from the topic of the SS St. Louis, but I wondered if you knew anything else about that ship full of Jewish refugees that got turned back in 1939.
I don't know a whole bunch about it. I mean, we read about it, read it on the air. I mean, that's kind of the nature of being a talk show host, is you know a little bit about everything as opposed to a lot about one thing.
And you don't have to worry about changing topics. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, the guy who actually gave the order to send it back got a Nobel Peace Prize 6 years later.
Oh, geez, why?
It was never rescinded. I don't know, but does it even matter after that?
These peace prizes are just they're just the dumbest thing.
Oh, yeah, some more people have realized that lately. And then the Veterans Day in America is called Remembrance Day here in Canada. And we're remembering specifically the anniversary of the first gas attack in history with the release of chlorine gas. Its inventor, Fritz Haber, was given a Nobel Prize in Chemistry for inventing it, and that was never rescinded.
Wow. Well, since we've got you on from Canada, what's the mentality like up there? Is the do you have a nationalist fervor like the United States? Is it very strong up there with this whole support the troops mantra and all that?
Oh, yeah, but it's totally unjustified. I see a lot of support the troops stickers, but, I mean, Canadians think they're really smart, and it's not entirely true. We think we're a lot smarter than you because we have a lot of your media coming up here, and we think we can compare ourselves to you, but we tend to be much, much the same. There's some difference in opinions here from America. We have I haven't met every Canadian, or even very many of them, but we do have a very strong nationalism here. Most people don't realize that Stephen Harper says things like national sovereignty is a thing of the past. You know, they really don't understand that what's happening in America is going to happen here, too.
Hmm. Canada is different from the United States. They have Circuit City still.
You know, when you're talking
We call it the source here. They just took over Radio Shack.
The source.
Yeah, they annexed Radio Shack and changed the label.
Wow. Amazing. So, yeah. It's
a manifest destiny.
Well, plus, they have a different kind of bacon up there.
Canadian bacon? It's not even bacon. Yeah, it's ham. All right, so what else do you want to share?
You guys are talking about Remembrance Day there in Canada.
Well, you know that last caller, that Justin Michael guy, that sycophant? Oh, my Lord, you really handled him well. I mean, you talk about being less and less and less of a gun polisher, and you really put your money where your mouth was. You gave him all the rope he needed to hang himself. You apologized, even though he didn't deserve one, and he just comes off like a moron.
Well, he's the one that usually
calls
the name.
I had no intention of doing that. It was the most legitimate apology that I could come up with. I don't like
he did get a little vigorous.
He would not acknowledge the fact that he was losing that argument.
That's what people that are wrong do. When you're wrong and you're cornered, that's what you do. You do not give up a single.
But if he's so angry with the Iron State Project, why did he force himself to listen to your show?
because people want to be enraged, and that's
I know.
One of the reasons talk radio does so well. You know,
Hey, thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Adam, in Canada. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, when he was talking about Remembrance Day, it just reminds me of the Armistice Day. You know, it's the 11th hour, the 11th month, with the 11th hour, 11th month, 11th day, whatever, that this was all scheduled to end. And I got here from Wikipedia. I couldn't remember previously, but it's the Canadian Private George Lawrence Price is traditionally regarded as the last soldier killed in the Great War. He was shot by a German sniper at 11:57 and died at 10:57 and died at 10:58. So, and I wonder how many people died actually after the 11th hour. But you gotta, I mean, let's just talk about the pointlessness of war. This guy has to be the most pointless of it all. And the guy who shot him is just a sick, twisted murderer. You know, I mean, the idea that you would fire a shot at 10:57 when you know that the war's gonna end in 3 minutes. And
gotta get one more in there.
And just shot a man and killed him. And what did this guy do for the freedom of Canada? I mean, was his mother proud? Did she display the maple leaf there? You know, and her, you know, proud of her son about how he died, the last guy.
He died for their freedoms, Mark.
I guess that's what you'd have to tell yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. Let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Pointless. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey guys, I got a little bit of ridicule for you, although I agree with a lot of the anti-war, you know, stuff that we all believe in. I mean, most of us. I'm not going to speak for everybody, but most of the Free Talk Live listeners, y'all were cackling and hackling over the veteran, someone who at one point in their life wrote a blank check payable to the United States.
Yeah.
Which they did. And they believed in that, guys, and y'all were, you know, these guys believe in what they're doing, and y'all should more be reaching out to them than cackling and hackling about it and laughing like it's a big joke, because it's not a joke.
Not to them. And I agree with you on that, Jeremy. What I was trying to say is that, and I felt like I was encapsulating it at that time, was that mostly what you're hearing, those kind of things, are coming from people who are not combat veterans. Not people that were actually sitting in holes, having bullets flying over their head, and feeling the absolute terror and horror that is war. Most of those people understand the futility of it all. They understand that it's, you know, it's guys that are well behind the line, giving the orders for them to, you know, fight and die for a particular hill or something like that. That's really of little strategic value.
That's not true. Most of the guys that are in the pits that are down there and over in the Middle East are there willingly and gladly. And I think you guys...
Why are they killing themselves so much?
Why is the suicide rate in the military the highest? Why have more military men died from military people died from suicide than have actually died in the war since 2001?
Well, probably because of the antidepressants, and then when they come home from the war, they say, "Well, take these antidepressants."
It destroys their minds. I mean,
yeah, maybe it's because war sucks.
Some are doing it out there, but
thank you, Jeremy, for the call tonight. Maybe because war sucks and it isn't all it's cracked up to be in the Hollywood media.
And maybe they get told a certain story, then they get out there and see the reality.
We're coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality, dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them?
It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there totally free. Our webcam is one of those features. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other listeners, because a chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and do all that for free. It's cam.freetalklive.com, and the cam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, and up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers, they can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
According to the Advocates for Self-Government, in the fiscal year 2011, the United States federal government will spend about $740 billion on the military, more than $550 billion on normal military expenditures. In constant dollars, military outlays have more than doubled over the last decade. Strip out war expenses and real expenditures are still up 1.8 times. Current outlays are greater, so meaning that you take out the expense that they've dropped on the Afghanistan and Iraq wars, and they've still almost doubled the amount of money they're spending on the military in the last decade.
You know, the conservatives out there will rightly point out that military expenditures really aren't much compared to Medicare and the Social Security and those kind of government programs. By the way, Social Security is basically a voluntary, so if you choose to participate in it, I don't really care what the government does with it because I don't pay into it. I choose not to. So that cuts that burden out for me. But, you know, these people that are just dying to get rid of the government in the area of Medicare and Social Security and all that other stuff, but they want to continue fighting wars, those people sicken me.
Current outlays are greater than Washington spent at any point during the Cold, Korean, and Vietnam wars. We are supposed to believe that America is at greater risk today than when aggressive totalitarian communist dictatorships ruled the Soviet Union and China. America's allies were still recovering from devastating conflicts and proxy wars raged in the Third World from these... Actually, I guess that's Cato Institute, Conservatives for Empire, over at the Liberator Online, which is a neat little an email that the folks over at the Advocates for Self-Government send out. I think it's once every 2 weeks. You can get signed up for that and get great content like Ask Dr. Ruart. Of course, Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World, great book. She actually writes a biweekly column for them. Wait, is it semiweekly? I always forget this, Mark. I need to learn myself this.
Bi-weekly means every 2 weeks. Semi-weekly means twice
a week. Got it. So, yeah, bi-weekly column for the Liberator Online, asking the question, answering the hard questions, short answers to the tough questions. So you can do that over at theadvocates.org to get signed up. I think it's the most widely distributed liberty-oriented email list in the world.
Could be.
Yeah. All right. So 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and the fun. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just going to say a couple of things about Veterans Day and stuff like that.
Sure.
I think it's a good day to pick at your local recruiting office myself.
Mm.
And I would encourage people to do that.
That's a great thought. I wish I'd thought of it before it
Me
actually
too.
Happened this year.
I regret that I didn't do that.
Man, I'll talk about stirring people up. Veterans Day, picketing the...
That's right on, man.
Well,
maybe Memorial Day would be a
nice way to do it. I wonder if there's something you can say. I don't know. Not
Stop
really.
Being a painkiller.
There's probably
I don't know
not.
How you do it.
I've said this many times that if someone has a belief that is in contradiction to reality, that you are going to they're going to have to experience cognitive dissonance for that to change,
and that may create anger.
You know, it's you know you can try to smooth it out a little, but the cognitive dissonance is nigh unavoidable.
It does seem that way, and I don't know how one approaches. This is the question I've asked all along: how does one quote unquote support the troops without supporting the wars and the politicians, you know, whom they follow?
And it's a tough problem because I hear criticism of a certain activism because they say, you know, you're just trying to get a reaction out of people, and that's like, well, no, I am challenging sometimes a deeply held belief system that is just wrong, and so. There doesn't seem to be a way to avoid that sort of cognitive dissonance.
I agree.
That has to happen to change somebody's mind. But the point is not, you know, it's the point is that you're challenging a deeply held belief system, and it's not I'm doing it just to bug people. I'm not trying to bug them. The fact that them getting bugged because they believe
about
in something irrational is hard to avoid. But that's not the purpose of doing it.
Yeah, I think you put that really well, Dale, and it's one of the things that we deal with a lot here in the Keene area because a lot of the activism is very visible, and it gets people talking, and it gets people thinking. And when they think about what the issues are that are being presented, and they come up with all kinds of objections to it because, well, our positions are moral and they are logical.
Well, my favorite objection is some rephrasing basically of, well, that's just how it is.
Mm.
The previous caller, that you know, saying, well, there are rules in place, and you know, you just have to pay your fair share, and it's really just, you know, this is how it is. This is how things are.
Yeah, it's just passing.
That's just how it is.
Indeed,
you're not
they are
thinking about why.
Right, it's passing the responsibility for the system onto the system, and
right.
the system exists because the people believe in it.
Right. Well, and also things are the way they are today because other people stood up and said, you know what, no more. I'm not going to stand for this anymore. I'm going to sacrifice, you know, what I've got going on today for something that I hope to achieve in the future.
And that wasn't easy for them that time.
And it wasn't easy choices. But, you know, the fact is 99% of the world of men are just dogs. You know, they just go along.
And like I said before, America exists because somebody bucked the system back then. Someone said, this is not acceptable, and they created something that would be better, and now there's nowhere else to go.
David, go ahead with your thoughts. You're still out there.
I was just going to say something about the support our troops, little things they have. I think those people are less saying it for themselves, and I don't know, it just seems like they're pointing the finger at, well, you don't support our troops or something like that. And it just seems divisive. I don't really understand it either.
So what you're saying is that when they say support the troops, what you really believe that they're saying is that, you know, there are people out here, and I don't know who they are exactly, but you don't support the troops as much as I do. I'm better. That kind of thing?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
They mean support the war. They don't mean support the troops.
Yeah,
I say I support the troops by wanting them to be home and safe with their families, That's not what they mean. No. We don't want you to support the troops in that way.
Well, there are the people that would say they're against the war, but they support the troops, in that this is kind of they believe that it's a midpoint mentality for themselves, that, well, I'm not in favor of this war, but darn it, now that we're in it, we've got to support the troops. So it kind of allows them to tell themselves on one hand that they're anti-war, but that they, you know, they don't hate the troops at the same time.
Right, I don't hate these guys.
I don't either.
I think that these guys, you know, the troops, I think that, you know, my goodness, they know, you know, these people know how incompetent the government is. Nobody who's ever been in the military has an idea that the government is a competent organization. They take care of that right off the bat for us.
So they don't want to think
it's
that
it's a fertile field.
I can't be too judgmental of these guys because I joined the military at one time,
yeah,
and thought it was the right thing to do, as you said, Ian.
Yeah.
I don't know what their background is. They might have family in the military. They've got people telling them that it's a wonderful, honorable thing, that it builds character. Maybe they're just desperate for a job. How can I blame someone who's desperate for a job and needs money? And they go do something that, you know, I might not think is the greatest decision in the world, but I'm not going to be judgmental. I try not to be judgmental of them about it.
It's hard.
It's hard. But
they might think that if they don't support the troops, they may be seen as not liking the troops. It seems like maybe they believe that if they aren't seen as overtly supporting the troops while maybe still opposing the idea of, say, the Iraq war, that people will jump to the conclusion that, well, you don't like the troops. You don't appreciate them. You don't appreciate what they're doing, the job that they're doing, because somebody... Like, I don't know what James's opinion earlier would be, but maybe he would have been opposed to the idea of invading Iraq, but at the same time, we'll say that, well, he supports the troops, and so if that's what they've been ordered to do, then darn it, that's what they've got to do.
He's going to write his check to the IRS at the end of the year to pay his fair share of mass murders.
David, thanks for the call tonight.
Okay,
I appreciate hearing from you. Yes, sir. Peace, indeed. 800-259-9231, and peace is the way. You can't get to peace through violence. You can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs, normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this program, you can do that in a variety of different ways. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get a list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, bring more people to the ideas of freedom. Promote.freetalklive.com. Totesack, the retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can. It is the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home, and is now available to you directly from their website, totesack.us. Plus, if you're an independent reseller, perhaps like you own a store and you want to stock the Totesack, you can buy them wholesale as well over at totesack.us. It is the original green thing that has been available since 1997, and it's good that it's been around that long because it's a good product. I use it here to as
a very useful.
To bring stuff back in from the car. Totesack.us. We've been giving them away, and we're going to give more away. But go to Totesack.us, get yourself a family pack, and put some in some stockings this year, or wrap them up and put them under the tree, because they're a great little gift, and I think that everybody will find them very useful, because it's a great product, because you can market it to anybody. Who doesn't bring the groceries back in from the car?
You know what? I'm going to give us a free idea. Everyone can use it for free. It's really clever. You could hang somebody's stocking from a Totesack.
You totally could. It's possible.
What would you do? Like nail it to the what do you call that thing in front of a chimney? I don't even know.
The hearth.
The mantle.
Yeah, the mantle.
The hearth. The mantle.
You could like use a wood screw to nail it to screw it to the mantle.
Is that I suppose you could.
I think there might be a hole in the in the front of the big part of the handle. That might actually work, Dale.
All right. So totesack.us coming up. Your chance to win a 2-pack. So stay tuned for that. As we continue with your phone calls, Evan is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Evan.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm just calling to really congratulate the show and you guys on all the free publicity you've been getting over the last, like, 3 days. I'm a big kind of internet person, and I have, like, 100 blogs that I follow on my Google Reader. And,
wow.
Probably about 5 the last 2 days all posted that video. And one of them in particular is one that was run by John C. Dvorak. He's a tech guy.
Wow, the Dvorak blog. Sure.
Yeah.
Did he make a keyboard?
There is the Dvorak keyboard, yes. I've never used it. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a different guy, though. He's part of this podcast called This Week in Tech, which is, like, the biggest, like, podcast.
Right. There's another Dvorak out there?
Yeah.
Are they related?
Famous. No, I don't think so.
You know, the funny thing is I don't know about the web hits, but the show downloads really haven't done anything exciting.
Web hits have about doubled in the last 2 days.
My genius here says it's, in fact, the same guy.
Okay, we are being told it's the same guy. So, Evan, is it possible you're wrong about that?
It's possible, but I'm pretty sure, for point of clarification, it's not. Because is that guy even alive still? This guy's alive.
It does seem weird. Well, now he's saying definitely.
Heck if I know. Anyway, all right, we've got a little geek battle here. One person says yes, the other person says no. I guess that's that.
No. That's the end of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, at any rate, so, like, I was just, like, really excited for the show because it just seemed like more people were finding out about it.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's all thanks to Meg. I mean, she's the one that had the...
And George Donnelly.
Well, yeah, George Donnelly did a great job, too. That's
he promoted it.
Yeah, Meg was the person who was harassed by the TSA in Fort Lauderdale Airport on Monday. She came on the show and did an interview with us. George Donnelly clipped out that interview, put it up on his YouTube channel. I don't know who submitted it to Drudge Report. It ended up on Drudge Report, and then it exploded from there, making Meg Meg McLean the number 2 most hottest topic on Alexa, number 6 most Googled search term on Google, and the number 2 video, most watched video on YouTube.
And
yesterday,
Free Keen got huge bump as far as web visits.
Quintupled. We went from under 1,000 to over 5,000.
Free Talk Live, oddly, hasn't really benefited that much from it. I mean, you know, our name's been associated with it and all, and every time she gets interviewed, Free Talk Live's mentioned. But, you know, no more downloads. Ian, what about web hits?
Have
you
web hits have doubled
on Free Talk Live?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah,
freetalklive.com.
They're not downloading.
Somebody's got to be listening. I mean, somebody who's coming to the site has to be listening new for the first time in 2 days. They heard us talking about war, so that'll scare them right off.
Yeah.
You
talking about kids having the right to choose to have sex.
Anyway, any other thoughts, Evan?
It always lays there.
Yeah. So to keep going on, my last point was, you know, November 2nd elections have just happened, and I was being bombarded with people that are like, I don't vote anymore. Like, I voted once, and I'm done. And when people ask me now if I voted, I'm like, well, if you don't vote, you know, you can't complain, blah, 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 blah. Where I live in New York City, I feel like it's definitely pointless to do so. But I'm trying to figure out what's the right kind of phrase that's kind of quick and simple and easy for people to, like, understand why, like, it's really no point in voting.
I don't know, Dale, that's a question for you.
Lord. Well, I don't know, a campaign that I have not really championed for some time, but I still sort of have the reputation as the, you know, don't go vote, don't do it.
How about I won't vote for evil?
I could see in New Hampshire, like, it kind of makes sense. You've got the Free State Project, and you've got stuff that, you know, can affect you directly. But
well, there are people. I think there are people that are liberty-minded enough that make voting worthwhile here in New Hampshire. So maybe you could just say something like, you know, voting. I can't vote for evil.
Well, or you could say that it's a statistically insignificant act. And here's what I always do: is try to, you know, here I'm going to turn on my magic time machine. I'm going to let you take your vote and move it to another column if you feel like it, and you can change the course of history by doing nothing, because it won't do anything. Your one vote mostly doesn't do anything, especially in large places like New York City. You know, whoever won by tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of votes. They didn't win by one, so you voting didn't matter at all.
You could say, I'm going to vote with my feet and leave and move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
You could do the giant douche versus the poop sandwich imagery.
Right. You know, why should I choose between two crap sandwiches? By the way, it is not the same guy who did the keyboard.
The Dvorak blog versus Dvorak keyboard.
Yeah. There's actually an apology here.
We have two geeks apology. Now. Or this is the same guy that was wrong.
Okay. Got it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Vindicated, Evan. Anything else?
I have one more thing. I can't think of it right now.
Then you don't. You've got to make notes. Goodbye. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, I don't know. How far did we ever end up getting through the article that we started in the beginning of the show about
Saving Private Ryan? We got all the way through it.
Did we? Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
I decided to pick that because I think that these anti-war essays that are written by veterans are just the most motivating thing. Because the people that love war and love government and none of these people have seen the horrifying bloated bodies. They've never shot a kid in the face because they thought that he might, have a hand grenade stuffed in his pocket. They've never done any of these disgusting, horrifying things that send these soldiers back with their minds crushed.
You know, Mark, you mentioned during the break that the guy that called earlier to defend war, James, who called, I forget what I was going to say about you mentioning him, but he had mentioned to us that his dad was in World War II. And as though that's well, we shouldn't be disrespecting what his dad did. Well, but what if his dad told him what this man told him? If his dad was
in World War II, isn't he disrespecting what this guy says?
If his dad had told him these similar things, then he would believe what his dad told him, right?
My dad was in the Korean War. My uncle was in World War II. He died, over there in I think it was Omaha Beach. It was somewhere in that general vicinity. I mean, why is his opinion more valid than mine because his dad was some kind of war hero? I mean, hey, my family is too, man. Whatever.
It doesn't mean you didn't love them.
Yeah. This is just an attitude that people have. The attitude up till now has been prevailing that if somebody disagrees with you vociferously enough, you should kill them. And that's a bad way to solve problems. That's all we're saying.
Ian said, let's everyone pay for what they believe in, and if someone believes enough in a war to go and fight Hitler, then they can pay for it, and they can volunteer for it, and things like that. And he said, I'm glad that you weren't around that back then. Well, that's fine. That's his opinion. But the problem is he violently imposes his opinion, and Ian doesn't want to violently impose his opinion.
The difference also is, that has worked with funding of wars. The fact is that the Irish Republican Army basically was funded out of Boston. Almost all of its activities funded out of Boston. And the Armenian conflict right after, I think it was World War One, might have been, no, World War Two. Right after World War II, they just couldn't, they fought their war on voluntary donations from the United States. If you want to fight a war, you really can do it. I mean, everybody knows the government's inefficient, so it'd be far more efficient if it had to beg for some money.
We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us then for the live Saturday edition of the program. And don't forget to join Dale over on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. I mentioned to you that we've got a two-pack of the Totesac to give away. We're going to do it right now at the very end of the show. Caller number two gets it at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. You win a two-pack of the Totesac. Call now. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.